Brian Wayne Scherer here. Welcome to the Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny. This episode, we're going to look at something that's absolutely crazy. I certainly hope this hasn't happened to you. And if it has, then I'm sure it's not going to happen again. But if it hasn't, then let's make sure it doesn't. This is crazy, though. Sometimes when it happens, it seems like it's perfectly logical. And that's what's so shocking about it, because we all can get caught in this trap. And there's no reason to be caught in this trap if we're paying attention. If we let our rational brain beat out our irrational brain, which is a difficult challenge, and that's probably a whole other topic. But, all right, before we get going and look at this shocking situation which many people find themselves stuck in, can I ask you to do one simple thing? Please go to WayneScherer.com, click the Facebook like button in the upper left corner. That's it. Simple as that. There's no obligation there. There's no advertisement there. Just a little like button. I'd love for you to do that. Thank you very much for ahead of time for doing that. And now let's look at exactly what I'm talking about. Have you ever heard about people, one way to say it is leaving the harvest before the harvest is brought in? Is that something you're familiar with at all? Don't leave the harvest during the harvest. Because what happens if you do that? Well, you're leaving money on the table as we twist from one era to another, and that's crazy. But do you know how many times I've seen it happen? That people get started doing their business and they don't know their numbers, they don't know what's happening, and they quit when they are actually breaking even and moving to profitable, or they are actually profitable. Now, yes, of course, there are people that stay in and think they're profitable and they aren't, but that's not what we're talking about here, because that part right now doesn't matter. What matters right now is if you've ever done this, gone into business or started a business, started an opportunity, started affiliate marketing, started multi-level marketing, started selling your own product, started selling your own services, and you felt dismay. Maybe you felt really, really bad because you weren't getting as many calls as you wanted. You weren't getting as many leads that you could follow up on. And it was making you feel just like nothing was working the way you want it. Ever have that happen? I'm sure you have, and one way or the other. And it leads to your irrational brain driving you into a totally wrong decision. Often when this is happening, we fail to go and look at our numbers. And if we're keeping good numbers on our business, they might show you that you're succeeding. It may be a small success, but small success is success nonetheless. So, starting your harvest and then leaving before it's complete, without looking at any numbers, without evaluating it, and just making an emotional decision, is one of the worst things you could possibly do. Thomas Edison said, at least they claim he said, and I'll have to assume it's correct, that opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. Now, he's not totally referring to leaving before you realize that you're profiting, but he's talking about, in general, a lot of things in general about opportunity being disguised and people not recognizing it and therefore leaving it either before it works or thinking it's, you can even stretch it to thinking it doesn't work when it actually is. Now, there's lots of opportunities out there, and many are better than others, and some are better for you than others, and so forth, because of any number of factors. You know that I do the 7-minute workout, and it's And it's definitely good for me because, number one, I love it. It's something I've done. Now we're coming up on almost 3 years I've been working out this way. And it keeps me from turning into the big fat guy I don't want to be. I'm not putting people down if they're overweight. It's just what I don't want to be, okay? So I'm allowed to not want to be that. And if that makes anybody mad, so be it. But if you are overweight, it's also a great way to start reducing those pounds if you don't want to be overweight. And if you are overweight and you don't care, then you wouldn't even want to do this program because you wouldn't have your heart in it. All right, so do you see where I'm going here? It doesn't matter which of those you think. You just have to make the right decision. But the thing is about the 7-minute workout is really that I loved it to begin with. So promoting it as an opportunity was also something I valued very much, and I value very much because of what it provides to those who choose to use it and choose to offer it to others. It is a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle change. And it's not a lifestyle change that requires pain. It's a lifestyle change that is easily done and easily fits in any schedule because it really does only take 7 minutes of exertion every other day. It also has a diet planning program. It also has a community for support. It also has everything that every other program that's cost way, 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 way more says they have, and it has it better. So it makes total sense to me, even if a person isn't doing an opportunity, that if they're trying to do a diet program or a workout program or both, well, they're both in the 7-minute workout, and they're both together as a service and product only cost $47. So why would you be paying a gym, or why would I be paying a gym, or why would I be paying Jenny Craig, or why would I be paying Nutrisystem, or why would I be paying Weight Watchers when they only have some of the things that a 7-minute workout does, and none of them has all the things a 7-minute workout does, and some of them actually cost in a 90-day period, over $1,000. And I can do the same thing for $47. No kidding. Not only the same thing, but more for $47. I can see no rationale for not using this product. Now, that's the point. If I start at the opportunity and then I quit, I would be more likely to quit without evaluating my numbers if I didn't have the passion for it. So that's where I'm going with it, which is why it makes it irrational also to start an opportunity that you only think is going to make you money but you don't really love. Your likelihood to choose to exit the harvest when the harvest is coming in is way more likely with something you are not passionate about than something you are passionate about. So it is true that you can go into business in things you are not passionate about. But it's highly unlikely that starting there is the right move. Because of all the things I just said, you're likely going to make irrational decisions. You're likely going to leave the field before the harvest is in. You're likely going to decide you're losing and you may actually be winning. I know a story within the 7-minute workout itself of somebody doing exactly that. The president, Chris Reed, even contacted this person after they complained that they weren't making money with it. And then he literally twisted his arms to make him show. Actually, I don't know if it's a he or she. I'm just saying him, but I don't know because it was never detailed. You know, it was a personal story. So, but the bottom line is Chris twisted his arms and make him show his results. And when it was all done, the results showed that the individual was profitable. So he's all up in arms that everything is failing. And the fact was he had never looked at his numbers and he was exiting the harvest before the harvest was in. He was already making money with it, and he was quitting. So, you know, I don't know all the motivation behind what drove him to that irrational decision, other than I would suspect, and it would be highly probable, that he didn't have his heart in doing the work yet, work out and becoming fit himself so easily and creating a diet so easily that he wasn't in it. And there's nothing wrong if you're not into taking care of yourself that way. That's fine. The problem likely was he came into this program only for the opportunity. So doing so leads to irrational decisions. I've done it before. I've started a program, thought that it would be great because lots of people would love this, but I didn't really like it so much. So promoting it was very difficult. I got to the point where I was actually making sales, but I irrationally decided that it wasn't producing, and I stopped promoting it. And then some months later, I actually looked at it, and I was like, wow, this was actually profitable. Why did I not do it? Well, my heart wasn't in it. I wanted to do something else. I wanted to do something else so much that the fact that this thing was becoming profitable, I stopped. I left the harvest. It was stupid somewhat. It delayed my progress in business, and it made it so essentially I was almost starting over again when I didn't actually have to. So think about it before you make a rational decision. Know your numbers. I'm one of the few people, probably because it doesn't sell well up front, that encourages people to have a plan. But my goal is for you to succeed, not for you to join an opportunity, make me some money up front, and then ditch it later. That is of no consequence. Of no value to me. It's probably of no value to you. It's definitely of no value to you. And in the bottom line, it's like Richard Branson says: there's business opportunities that are like buses. There's always another one coming, right? But you can't just be jumping from one opportunity to the other if you haven't got any of them working. And if you keep leaving opportunities right as you're getting profitable, and you don't even know it, then you're doing like Napoleon Hill said: you're 10 feet from the gold, and then you're ditching it. You're selling out. If you don't know that story, right? It's from the gold mining days in California, Gold Rush. Fella looking for the gold, and he's convinced, he knows that there has to be a gold vein here, but he can't find it. And then a miner with better equipment, better funding, comes around and buys him out. And the fact was, the original owner of the rights was only 10 feet away from the actual vein. And the vein became one of the biggest veins ever discovered at that time. And that's exactly what happens when you leave the harvest in the middle. If you leave the field in the middle of the harvest, you actually just threw away money. You threw away opportunity, regardless of the fact that new opportunities are coming all the time. Why would you throw away the one that's actually working? So think about it. Get your numbers straight. It's all about numbers. Business is numbers. Business is facts. Business isn't some liberal politician's inspirational dream. Business is about numbers. But there are certain emotional things that go behind it, and having the passion and love for what you're doing is a big driver in being successful at first. So if you're out there promoting a bunch of stuff just randomly thinking because this one will make you a lot of money, then you probably have made the decisions I'm talking about. You were starting to make money and you didn't even realize it, and you just quit because you didn't have any anything in it. Your heart wasn't in it. That's another reason why in the Easy Lead Network I have four opportunities available: the 7-minute workout, the peer leverage, the Power Lead System funnel, and the Empower Network. Now, these are all related to business building, but they're different aspects of business building that different people are more inclined to have their heart in than other things. And so it gives you, but they're all in related markets, because if you want to, the main reason being that if you want to do another opportunity, then you've already started growing a list in the market. Now you're saying to me that the 7-minute workout isn't a business market. Well, it is if you're coming in for the opportunity. So if you just thought that when I said it, then you also need to think about how you view your marketing. So in the Easy Lead Network, I'm promoting it for people who want it as an opportunity. In other marketing, I would be promoting it to people who want fitness. It's two different things. Now, it is best, no matter what you choose, that whichever you choose, you would have your heart in it, in the one you choose the most, all right? But remember, it's about the numbers. It's about the numbers. It's about the numbers. Always check your numbers before you decide to leave, all right? Always. Don't make irrational decisions based solely on emotion. Emotion you can't get rid of, but you also can control not making decisions only on emotion. That's what liberal politicians try to drive you to do. Make your decisions based only on emotions. And they'll even inject irrational thought in a way that sounds so rational that your emotions drive everything and you don't even check the facts. That's why we make bad decisions, because of emotion that's not checked by facts. In business, you must check your emotion with facts so that you do not leave the harvest before the crop comes in. Please, don't do that. If you've done it already, don't worry. I've done it. I'm telling you I did it. Other people have done it too. Probably everybody in business has done it. Just don't make it a habit. Think about it. Think about it before you do anything crazy. Life is too complicated not to be orderly, says Martha Stewart. Well, life isn't orderly, and it is complicated, but that's why we have to break these things down and keep some numbers so that we make rational decisions in the end. I want you to succeed. Join the team. Easy Lead Network is free. It's $7,500 worth of training and systems and everything you need to manage your business. If you wish to become a reseller in the 7-minute workout, peer leverage, Power Lead System funnel, or Empower Network, any of the four, you're welcome to come take advantage of all those tools and use it to grow your business along with the rest of us. It's the fastest growing, most powerful cooperative lead generating system in the world. And you are invited to join me now. Go to easyleadnetwork.com, easyleadnetwork.com, and I'll see you there. I look forward to having you on the team. This is Wayne Scherer, and I'll see you on the next Being Your Destiny and the Wayne Scherer Show.